Proverbs 5:5-6 says, "Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them." In previous devotions, we've discussed the deadly consequences of men going into strange women and all that entails, as we read in Proverbs 2:18-19. "For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life." But look again at verse 6 here in Proverbs 5, where we just read, "Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them." Those words, "her ways are movable." If you've ever dealt with a liar, that's what we might call an habitual liar, you know exactly what this means. I mean, you're liable to hear anything and everything except for the truth as they try to get you to do what they want you to do or get something from you. And I've heard this same truth expressed in several ways. They'll say her ways are movable. Also, they'll say she's shifty. Or in the old westerns and cartoons we used to watch, the Native Americans were supposed to have said that she speaks with forked tongue. And you also hear people say she speaks or talks out of both sides of her mouth. However you say it, you're dealing with a slick talker who can't be trusted. And of course, we have biblical examples like Potiphar's wife. You remember in Genesis 39, verse 7, "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph." And that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. Think of that. "And she said, lie with me." And verse 10 says, "And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day that she hearkened, he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her." And you better believe she said anything and everything she could think of to try to convince him to commit this terrible sin against his master by sleeping with her, as we put it these days, lie by her, sleep with her. And she was interested in doing anything but lying and sleeping. But if Joseph had fallen for her sales pitch, then we would have read an entirely different account about how his life turned out if God would have even mentioned him at all in the scriptures. But of course, he did the right thing, and he ran from her, and that's when this shifty, strange woman changed her story. Genesis 39:13-14 says, "And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." That's what's meant by her ways are movable. She went suddenly from adoring Joseph and sweet nothings in his ear and all that, to once he fled from her, then she became an accuser. And that is what landed Joseph in prison and leads to the rest of his story, which did turn out well. Doing the right thing turned out right. But she'll lie to keep you, then she'll lie about you when you're gone. That's her ways are movable. And how do we deal with such people? Well, the wise response is spelled out in the next two verses of Proverbs 5, verses 7 and 8 says, "Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house." Now, Joseph really didn't have a choice, as he was serving Potiphar as a servant, enslaved, and his wife lived there, of course. But when it's your choice, when it's my choice, we need to choose wisely and avoid the strange woman and anyone else, for that matter, who is shifty, whose ways are movable. If you can't figure them out, then you probably should just figure that they're bad company and just stay away.